The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, recently said he wants to encourage more Irish people to invest in their future. But what does that look like, and how much more should we be doing beyond investing in a mortgage if we're lucky enough to own a home and perhaps sticking some money into a pension? Well, I'm joined now by the Head of Sectors and Director of Financial Services Ireland Group, Patricia Callan. Good morning to you, Patricia. Thank you for coming in. Tell us about your group, Financial Services Ireland. What is it?
So we represent the entire spectrum of financial services in Ireland, but a lot of our members trade internationally. So they're across funds, asset management, banking, international banking, insurance, fintech, aircraft leasing. And the entire sector employs 112,000 people, and we export great financial products to other markets. And a lot of those products actually are not available here in Ireland to Irish consumers.
Why is that?
And this is one of the ambitions behind the Savings and Investment Union and the Savings and Investment Accounts, is to get more Irish people investing versus saving, leaving money on deposit. And products, for example, like exchange traded funds, which are great products that, again, are being snapped up by the under 30s in Germany on a simple app, and are actually, in the main, always going to give a better return than deposit. And that's mainly because deposit rates are normally quite low. For example, in the last 10 years, if you had held 10,000 euros on deposit, your overall investment would have declined by 15%. So you're losing money. It's not safe, even though people think it's safe. Whereas if you invest, again, in a broad sweeping range of stocks that are available through these funds, then actually your return would have been about 4-9% per annum.
Because we saw in Ireland, certainly over the pandemic, people hoarded an awful lot of money if they were lucky enough to be in a position to do so. So we're a nation of savers, but not investors. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And I think part of it is just because of our culture. So we have a risk averseness here in Ireland, but also in Europe. And obviously that's where all of this work is coming from, is the idea that Europe needs to catch up with the US in terms of competitiveness and investment. Entrepreneurship is part of that, getting money into businesses. But also we need a lot more money in terms of investment in digitalization, sustainability, defence. And governments can't fund all of that. Yet in Ireland, we have 190 billion on deposit. Across the EU, it's 23 trillion. So even if we can get a fraction of that, because again, some money in deposit is used for other purposes, but if we can get a fraction of that to be working harder for individuals, then that would be much better. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind these accounts is very simply to grab people's attention, to make by government offering a distinct product that's obviously digital, easy to use, has a tax benefit. And I think in Ireland in particular, not just a tax saving, but ease of tax administration. So at the moment, if you to buy stocks and shares, you have to do your own administrative tax return. A lot of people in Ireland don't do that because they're PAYE workers and they don't have investments. So trying to solve a lot of these problems in the design of the product will be critical. And it's also really important for people that it's simple for them to get online to use, but then that there's a range of products and options from right across all of our members across the spectrum.
So this savings and investment account, this is an idea that the government has at this stage, isn't it?
Well, it's actually a full EU Commission recommendation. Mm-hmm. So the Commissioner for European Financial Services has decided that savings and investment union is critically important. What they have done is they produced a best practice template in terms of in the 9 other countries in Europe that already have these, and they're proven, what are the features, and that then they're recommending all the other member states follow suit.
So Ireland will be designing its own based on this one, and you're saying we have to get it right. But crucial to this will be that people understand what they're doing, that we know, because, you know, we do know about the mortgage. I think we're fairly well versed on that. Pension's not bad either, particularly with auto enrollment. People know a lot more about it, I would say. But when it comes to investments, are we lacking in knowledge?
Absolutely. And I think all of the work so far on financial literacy has been aimed at the basic accounts. And that's all really important in terms of for our broader citizens. But we're concerned that there's a lot of very well-educated people in great jobs that actually have some money to invest. But again, just because they haven't spent the time figuring out the markets. And again, nowadays, it's a lot easier. It used to be complicated. You had to go to financial brokers, take advice, you know, back shares. Whereas now there are very simple products that we're great at selling and creating here and then selling internationally. But we need to explain to our own citizens. So I think what's needed is a shift to investment culture. And we can also do this by kickstarting this product. So if we get this account up and running, then people within in-app, I would envisage that you'd have videos explaining how it all works. People obviously need, for all investments, you need to have more of a medium, longer term outlook rather than short term in terms of getting the response. And then you also need to ensure it's diversified. And a lot of the funds do that for you. So in an ideal world, and we've in Financial Services Ireland put together a working group back in January with CEOs and product specialists from across the spectrum of members. And next week at the Taoiseach's Forum, we're hoping to present what we think will work in Ireland, so that there's no excuse that essentially we are ready as an industry already to deliver this. If the Taoiseach follows suit in the budget and announces the tax measures, that we could actually have this available for people by next year. And that would be a huge step forward. Okay. And then as people learn more, then they'll be able to choose more wisely and actually go into other products outside of this simple basic account.
So tell me how you think that would account would look in terms of how much you would need as a bottom line to be able to invest, say, to start off.
So in an ideal world, there would be no minimum contribution. So it should be open to everybody, even people who wouldn't have a lot of money. So rather than, again, they have a choice to say, where am I going to keep this? So you could actually set it up so there's no minimum contribution. In most of the other European member states, there is a maximum contribution. For example, in the UK, it's £20,000 per annum. But then within that, then any of the earnings, so in terms of when you, if you make profits, which hopefully you will, that they would be tax free. Because again, in Ireland at the moment, we're actually, we treat these investment funds harsher than every other type of gain. So it's 41% down to 38% in last year's budget. But dirt on deposits is 33%, capital gains is 33%. So all of which are really high. But again, you know, in the context of this battle of us trying to beat inflation. And I think, you know, that's what, you know, the OECD study shows that actually in terms of our financial literacy levels, they are quite poor generally. But there's also a psychological piece, I think, as well. And to get people interested in talking, I think we'll have a huge extra benefit in policy terms into the economy of people becoming more risk takers.
Well, people are nervous about it, aren't they? They're nervous about taking a risk. So would the amount that you put in be protected or no?
No, I think, again, in order to make it as easy as possible, you're not designing a specific product with guarantees like the SSIAs of old. Essentially, you are going into the markets, you're being educated on the way into the markets, but obviously investments can rise as well as fall. But the only sure way to have lost money in the last 10 years was to have left your money on deposit in cash, because inflation meant that decreased overall by an average of 15%.
The Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, has mentioned as part of his suggestions around this that there be an education programme that happens. So in your view, should it be the state that leads out on that, or something like your organisation taking the lead? How would that work?
So already there are loads of examples in terms of the companies themselves do great video features, financial advice. You'll hear it on all of the radio ads as well. And it's about getting people to take the time to watch and look at that. So I think we have a lot of great material already. But I think also in terms of the targeting of this, again, a lot of the money that is on deposit might be our older citizens. But we know from other countries that actually it's the 18 to 30 year olds that are eager for these new type of products. So even if we segment in terms of our marketing and try and tackle groups at a time, I think that would be good. And then back into schools is obviously always a lot of pressure in terms of trying to get more and more things on the curriculum. But there are already great programs being run, but very much on a pilot. You know, certain schools get this if the schools are available versus it being a national program. Yeah. Okay. I think a conversation is really what's required. If we can kickstart this and create some enthusiasm for it, then at the dinner table, people will persuade other people to do this. And that's how we will, you know, become a nation of investors rather than savers.
Patricia Callan, thank you for coming in. Patricia is head of sectors at Financial Services Ireland.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.